What does it mean to be in debt? Are you in debt? Hey, I'm Mike Henry Sr. with Follower of One. Thanks for joining me again today on the Follower of One podcast. Recently, I did a little study on being an heir with Jesus and thought I would reflect for a few episodes on these passages in Romans chapter 8, beginning with verse 12. So then, brothers, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. That's Romans 8:12 from the English Standard Version. Paul's reminding us as believers that we're in debt, but not to our flesh. The verses that follow, and we'll talk about these in coming days, talk about how we are in debt to the Spirit. We live to the Spirit, and that takes us out of our debt to the flesh. Our debt is to the Spirit of God. We work for Him. We're His servants. I keep coming back to this idea that we work for God. He's in charge. The Spirit is the one giving us direction. He's our manager. And we're obligated to do what He says if we want to keep our job. But we can't really lose our job. We've been saved. We've been entered into this life. We don't owe our flesh anything. It hasn't done anything for us, so we don't have to. We don't have to be in debt to our flesh. We're told in 1 Corinthians 9:27 that our job is to discipline our flesh. We need to tame it, not the other way around. So how can we live like we're heirs with Jesus? That's my goal, is to talk about that in the next few verses. We're no longer debtors to our flesh, but we live according to the Spirit. We don't have to live according to our flesh anymore. So even though we're debtors to God, not to our flesh. Today, we get to live like we know to whom we belong. We belong to God. We've been saved, and we're free to love others and do what God wants. We're no longer slaves or debtors to our flesh. If you find yourself thinking about what you can't do, tell your brain to change its tune. Your brain is part of your flesh, and often my mind will go to things that I can't do, and it slows me down, and it depresses me, and it takes me out of the game. Today, I want to focus on how I can live on mission with Jesus. What can I do? There's something I can do today, and if I ask the Holy Spirit as my manager, He will give me direction. He'll show me what I can do. Let's consider what we can do and then do it. We're free not to do whatever our flesh wants, but to do whatever God has for us. And that's how we can live in His light. We want to live in light of the idea that we're not in debt to the flesh. We want God to take over for us in that regard. So today I want to challenge you. Ask the Holy Spirit. Ask God, what can I do today? What do you want me to do today? And you will get one or two ideas of things that you can do, things that will make God visible, ways that you can bless other people or may be a difference maker in their lives. God will always give us ideas that we can do. What can we do today? Let's focus on that. That's how we can live on mission with Christ. And that's our goal. I want to live according to the mission that God has given me because I live for Him. I'm trying to do what He wants. And that's my job as a marketplace mission, as a marketplace missionary. I'm stumbling around a bit. Please also check out our marketplace mission trip. We've got this new workbook out. You can do a 6-week version of the mission trip using the workbook with any small group. You do it offline. You don't have to be in our community. You can get a copy of that book by going to followerofone.org/workbook. Get a copy for yourself or get a copy for you and your friends. It's a 6-week small group study that will help you be much more intentional about how you live your faith. Stay tuned with us for the next few episodes as well as we talk about being an heir of God and a co-heir with Christ. Thank you for being a marketplace minister, and thank you for remembering how your faith makes a difference. What we do because we follow Jesus matters, and it matters forever. Thanks very much.